Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is the third time we're meeting Denis Côté, this time in Locarno, to talk about his latest, The Skin So Soft. We are at the 70th Festival of Locarno, and the film is in official competition. Hello, Denis.
Hello, hello.
So, to me, this film, who talks about bodybuilders, Superman, sits somewhere between your documentaries Bestiaire and The Joy of Man's Desire somehow, which was talking about, one was talking about animals, the other machines. What do you think about this description?
Well, it really makes sense. I would say these films are all companion films because they are made, first of all, with very minimal budgets, but with a lot of liberty, a lot of ambition, but it's made with three people most of the time. It's in a very intimate context. Yes, there were animals, there were workers, and this time there are these guys who are completely consumed by their passion. And of course, I started making that film by making sure I would protect these guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to love these guys, I had to respect their passion, and I hope that the film is communicating that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I kind of see the movie, I don't know if it's officially known as a documentary or a fiction, but somehow, because it creates a typology, it's like a documentary, but there is a narration. So do you agree with the fact of staying in between those categories?
That's what I love doing. It has to be a mixture of fiction and documentary, and it has to look seamless. Like, you don't know what you're watching. Is it real? Is it not real? Is there a director who is scripting stuff? And so far, people watching the film, they don't know if it's real or not. So for me, I don't like the word documentary. For me, everything is fiction. I'm always lying. I'm always staging stuff. But in the end, you need to feel the authenticity of the guys and the project. So I hope it's working.
Well, and the movie sort of goes towards something. They prepare. And in the end, you have this mysterious ritual that shows them with sheep and carrots. Because it's nonverbal, it stays mysterious until the end. How about that?
Well, I wanted to make a first part where we meet all the guys one by one in their intimacy. And at some point, I wanted to regroup all of them and send them somewhere. And the film had to become something very poetic, like a group of men somewhere in the countryside having fun and relaxing from all the stress of the gyms and all the stress of the world. So it kind of become a real story in the end. So I hope it's mysterious. So, yeah, we are really floating between fiction and documentary, and that's what I like doing in cinema, you know?
Well, you did it very well, and I had a very good time watching the movie. Thank you so much, Denis Côté.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.